This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One thing that we didn't get to, David and I, was the global context for the president's speech tonight. In a word, my fellow Americans, it's lousy. This week, the International Monetary Fund revised its global growth forecast down, as did the World Bank last week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that slice of the story.
University of Chicago economist Austin Goolsbee headed the President's Council of Economic Advisers until 2011. Here's how he'd describe the state of the economic union for his former boss.
Growing decently well. It's not growing great.
And still, we're the bright spot among developed countries. Just look at the other guys.
It's certainly a scary world. Europe is absolutely in the dumps. China's had a pretty steep slowing.
Plus, many developing countries are suffering from low oil and other commodity prices. But the global economy's interconnected, right? How can we do well if the rest of the world is sinking and not buying as much of our stuff? Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics says the U.S. is big and relatively insulated.
Exports are a fairly small part, 11 or 12% of U.S. GDP. And within that, the U.S., its main trading partners are actually Canada and Mexico, which have actually been doing quite well.
But as decently as the U.S. is growing right now, it's not enough, says Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute. Long-term unemployment's still high. Millions are so discouraged they're not even looking for work. Plus,
wage growth has been flat for a long time. And until we see employment rates pick up and wage growth accelerate, we still have a lot of recovering to do.
Those complaints are shared by economists, politicians, and workers in most of the developed world. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.